This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly get-together overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is about to begin. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. We are here with you to discuss the stories that have come out this week, printed and published, I guess one and the same. Although, well, it's printed, that doesn't mean it's on paper, but it's at talkers.com where Michael Harrison and his group get together to review each week what's going on in news talk stations around the country. The charts, 10 items there on the story list, 10 items on the people list. So Jennifer and Victoria, let's get to it. At number 10, a conspiracy theory. It's been a long time since we've had a good conspiracy, right? Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. So what's this one about? I'm not sure I pronounced it right. QAnon, is that a... Yeah.
You know, Q, yeah, it's a group of people, typically on the far right. Well, you know, actually, I don't even know if they are on the far right. They're a group of people who think that, and this is what I know from my cousin, who happens to be one of them. And they have a lot of,
wow,
by the way,
got one?
Yeah, they have
intrigued.
They have a lot of people who follow this on social media, and they don't know who Q is. It's a person, but it's someone who leaks out videos, evidence of this movement going on. And basically, they talk about this ring of pedophiles, which, by the way, is not too hard to believe these days after seeing some of the news headlines about Jeffrey Epstein and some of the behaviors of some of the people in politics and pop culture.
Hollywood.
Hollywood, certainly, that there is this pedophile ring that's going on. They also say that everything basically is not... The people who pull the strings in this whole world, not just in this country, are the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and that they always have pulled the strings, and that they are behind everything in the country, and that
sort of
Democrats
like the
and
Bilderbergers, the trilateralists, and the...
They also believe that Trump was, so this is where, well, who knows? Look, anything is possible. It's 2020. But they think that John F. Kennedy Jr. actually faked his own death because he vowed to get revenge for his father's death. And the Q people believe that JFK's death was directly linked to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the controlling class, and he spoke out against them. He was the last president to do that until Donald Trump. And so they believe that Trump is actually in place, and the reason people are so appalled by the idea of Donald Trump is that he wasn't supposed to win, and he got into office, and that he vowed to clean up. And one of the things that they cite is how much he's done in the sphere of child trafficking, because the Trump administration quietly behind the scenes has really been cracking down on that. And so they say that this kind of is his fight back against the pedophiles that are running everything around the globe. They also say JFK Jr. is alive and that he's been working with Trump to try to get these people taken down, essentially.
I believe a lot of conspiracy theories, but that one's pretty wild.
And yeah, they have photographic evidence of JFK Jr. and Caroline, his wife, at Trump rallies.
Really?
Right. Photoshop is an amazing thing.
All right, number 9 on the count up to number 1 is this new agreement between the Israelis and the United Arab Emirates, which, as we got to the end of the week, got a lot of attention for good reasons. Yes, ladies?
Yeah, I mean, sure, but, you know, it's interesting, like, looking a little bit below the surface. I read a lot of European, my family's in Europe, so I read a lot of European commentary on things, and
Often to find out what's going on, even here.
Kind of true. It always amazes me how, like, the Daily Mail knows exactly what's going on in our country. Wild. But, the criticism on it is sort of not necessarily a criticism, but a wait and see. A lot of people who are kind of critics of Netanyahu said that this really bailed him out. It was not an enforceable thing of him taking over part of what is now Palestine and making it officially part of Israel. And so this kind of allows him to back away with a lot of dignity still and say, okay, well, we're open to conversations, but he is essentially, he it's giving him a pass. That's the commentary.
What about Palestine? I mean, they're not coming to the table at all. So I think it's kind Israel has publicly, Netanyahu has said, publicly he has said that he is willing to have those conversations. They have not
Right,
come
but
to
the problem,
table.
Though, is that every plan that they, quote-unquote plan that they've come up with, whether it's with Kushner working with Netanyahu or whatever, it has not included any feedback from the Palestinians. So every offer that they've been
Because
throwing,
they don't want to. They've been asked to.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I hear it is.
As an Israeli watcher, I would say that the problem isn't the Palestinian people, and it never has been. It's Hamas. It's
right.
The groups that are there to stir the pot so that they can continue to raise money.
I don't have sympathy for these people.
The situation there is pretty
pathetic.
Well,
I have sympathy for the
frankly.
People that of Palestine. And
of course,
and
but they're being being run by a terrorist group, Hamas, which kills people around the globe. And anyone who cares about human rights, particularly rights of gay people in this world, should not ever be supportive of Hamas.
Shouldn't be supportive of Hamas for any
right.
reason.
Well, I'm not
it's
supportive
a bunch of
Hamas.
Thugs
I'm just saying
that are
you know.
Murderers and cheaters and pedophiles. My God, they're into trafficking. It's a horrible, All right, number eight. This is, I don't know, this may take up the rest of the hour or maybe not. The relationship we have with China, where did we begin? If I were to go off and rant about things all the way back to the COVID and what's happened since then and all of their meddling in our country, the fact that we have any relationship with China is appalling. Except we have to because of our economic ties and because we don't want them to disappear into the darkness and come up with who knows what. But they keep coming up with all these schemes. What was it? Seeds a couple of weeks ago. This week, what was it that they came? What was in the mail this week? There was something that they're sending around.
I don't know. I've only heard of the seeds, but.
No, there was something else this week. Yeah. So, under the circumstances. I know it's unrealistic, and our relationship with them is unreal, and it's unrealistic to think that we ought not to have a relationship with them, because what is
right.
it? Better to know your enemy than not, whatever
the
that
devil
expression
you know?
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, devil, right, yeah. And they are the devil. The Chinese Communist Party, absolutely the devil incarnate. So that's number eight. Number seven, our economy. And the fact that it's doing as well as it's doing, given the number of people who are on unemployment, given the amount of money that we have created, because that's what we're doing, not borrowing it, we're just creating it. And so where does that hammer come down sooner or later? So nobody seems to kind of know whether the big announcement that Trump made over the weekend, this past weekend, about, well, we're going to executive order this, that, the other thing, did he? He did say he was going to do it, but can it really be done?
And he can. The only thing that would stop it is if somebody challenges it, and I'd love to see who that person is. I can't imagine that anybody
would
who
it
is
be
aware
just one
of their
person, or would it have to be a body like the House of Representatives or the Senate?
Yeah, either one. But who is going to put their name on taking money and protections away from the American people? I can't imagine. Nancy Pelosi's ticked about it because she got outplayed. She can't be the one who challenges its executive order because it's bad publicity.
Well, where does the next part of the stimulus? I mean, there's a we don't need to argue about it, but there you can make arguments on either side of those executive orders. There's a lot of stuff that he claimed was in it that when you read the text, that's not there. But where do we stand on the next stimulus bill?
They went home. The House went home a couple of weeks ago, and the Senate just went home yesterday because they figured nothing was coming from the House. So everybody went home. So another round of stimulus will not happen probably for another month or so. They're not supposed to come back until the middle of September.
September, right. That's right. And they're deadlocked over the Postal Service, right?
No, it's not the Postal Service.
That's what I literally saw. Like that's one of the main contentions.
That's what the media is reporting, because it is more favorable to the Democrats. Democrats have slow walked this. I'll tell you, Republicans blocked them and slow walked the Democrats on the HEROES Act. So I understand it happens on both sides. This time around, Democrats are slow walking it because they know the election's just a few days away, and they want to try to sow as much chaos and fear.
Like mail ballots
and the Republicans don't want chaos in fear. That's what
it's not about, the mail-in ballots. This is the Democrats
mail in your ballot, your vote isn't going to count, and that it's all counterfeit.
Okay,
and that it's all
actually,
you know, fraud.
Okay, two issues. First, $3 trillion is what Democrats want, and they want to replace money that hasn't even yet been spent by the states. Republicans have said, let's do a bill that's $1 trillion. We can come back to the table when the money has been spent and dole out more. But Democrats want more money going to bail out states that have been poorly run, like New York and California. So that's really
New
the,
York
the
was not poorly
point.
Run. I disagree with that. Then what state do you think is well run?
I think there are a lot of states that aren't in the red.
It's much more complex than that.
California and New York have been poorly run. That's why they didn't have the resources to deal with coronavirus when it broke out.
Well,
that's
New Jersey
California
had a surplus, and we had the same problem. And Governor Murphy is a finance guy from Goldman Sachs, and he completely revamped the economy in New Jersey, and yet we were in the same boat. Here we are. We're in the
California
same boat.
California had to go to China.
We literally
to buy
had a surplus in our state.
They reused all of the money that was supposed to be for disaster planning, and they tried to stick it into the budget to make it look good. Now, as far as the post office goes, because this is one of the other trending stories of the week, there is a real difference, and the media is conflating this, purposely trying to mislead people, between absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. The issue is that states, in about 2 months, are trying to change their entire infrastructure of how elections go. I'll use my state, for example. We have a combination. You can have absentee ballots. You can go to the poll in person. Well, because of coronavirus, they want to do universal mail-in ballots. So they send out a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls, which is leaving you, number one, open for voter fraud. Number two, the infrastructure in California, particularly in most states that are doing this, is not there. Now, in places like Arizona or in Florida, they've done vote by mail for years. The infrastructure is there, so they're not going to have a problem. In New York, they tried to roll out mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots, this time around because of COVID, and you saw what happened in that congressional race where it took them a month and a half to try to figure out who won. So the idea is that this is very possibly going to end up to have the courts decide this, because there are going to be lawsuits coming from both sides of
the
aisle.
Here we go again.
There's no way to validate signatures. There's different rules for what ballots can be counted because of when they go and get postmarked. It's going to be a disaster. So I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you want to see who's going to win, whether that's Joe Biden or Donald Trump on November 3rd, you should probably be opposed to this idea of mail-in unless your state has already completed it successfully in prior elections.
You know what the bottom line here to this is, and then we have to move on. The bottom line is the election commissions in most states do not do their job. They're paid. Florida is probably the most atrocious example, but there are other states as well where these people don't do a damn thing. Whatever they get paid for, who knows? But there's always an issue, always a problem. I used to vote in Florida, and that was 40 years ago.
And they've been doing mail-in for decades. So they're actually one of the better equipped states, and they're problematic.
My God, what a mess. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving along now in the story count, or the group of stories put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, also the list every week of the top stories. It's the week of August 10th to the 14th that we're talking about today, and number six for Jennifer and Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen to discuss, begins with a story from a mayor in Virginia whose name is, let's see here, Barry Presgraves. He's been asked to resign. He posted in Facebook this week that Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima would be his running mate. So, all right, see if you can best that one.
That can't be real.
Morons on parade.
No, it is. He resigned. Right? He said he's not resigning, but he said he didn't think it would offend anybody. You jackhole. Please.
I just find stuff like that. The laughability of that sort of thing in this day and age, I find it's pathetic. It's pretty ugly, but it's also it's so ludicrously funny, frankly. I just find it that these people are so out of touch. How do people like that get elected? They get elected because there are people who agree with them, who think they're A-OK.
Virginia's a weird state. I mean, look at the governor is in a yearbook, and he can't remember if he's wearing a KKK robe or blackface. I mean, this is weird. I mean, Virginia is a weird state, apparently, because that shouldn't be done. And he gets to go out. I mean, he didn't even apologize for it. He instead just said he was going to moonwalk at the press conference that he held, saying he didn't remember which one he was. Weird.
It is, but there's so much of this stuff. I mean, there's plenty of things that you can find about Kamala Harris not to like. We can maybe save that for later on because
I have a dossier.
No, yeah, me too.
But now Trump's starting a whole new birther rumor, which is another. I mean, it's like really.
She's not qualified.
Well, no, she wasn't born
Obama,
here.
Right?
Well,
yesterday he said he didn't know that was true. He actually clarified the remark.
But that's how he says everything. He goes, well, you know, he's famous for, well, you know, they tell me or I hear, and then he says horrible things, but he acts like he, no skin off his nose, like I'm just the messenger. I mean, it's so.
He makes him a pretty good actor.
Immature.
Actually, under the circumstances, kind of.
He's been in some movies.
Funny. Yes, he has. Yep.
So, you know, I'm into it.
The amount of urban unrest as part of the race situation in our country There is less of it, though, this week, it seems to me, unless I haven't been scouring around to find where the trouble was. Is there less this week than there was last week or the week before? Anybody feel strongly about the... I mean, there's always urban unrest in Los Angeles. There's always... There seems to be more of it on the West Coast.
I think it depends on where you are. I mean, Chicago. I think a lot of it... Look at what happened in Chicago this week. Chicago had $60 million or something in damage from people who were looting because of a false narrative that a police officer shot a young boy when it turned out it was a young girl who was actually shooting at cops. And so they have this organized Black Lives Matter... violent looting spree on this past Sunday night, and they stole all kinds of stuff. They damaged a whole bunch of buildings.
But the looters are not part of the movement, and that's
sure
something
they are.
That they're not.
The looters there are good and bad people in that movement, but it is it was all
sound
under
like
Black.
Trump. Good and
yeah.
bad people.
And by the way, he's right. Black Lives Matter actually linked
KKK,
to organizing there's
good people there,
this.
White supremacists. Yeah,
and
great people.
In Seattle, you had people roaming neighborhoods trying to pull people out of their homes. You had in Portland or in Bend, Oregon, you had a group of protesters who were trying to pull detainees out of an ICE vehicle. So to say that there's unrest, yeah, I think it's fair.
All right. Countdown extra 30 seconds on the California wildfires that seem to be cropping up all over the place this week.
Yeah, we have, in my area in Southern California, there are four burning right now. There was one big one in San Bernardino earlier in the week. That was the Apple Fire. It's that time of year. It's windy, it's hot, it's dry, and it's causing really bad conditions.
Yeah, worried about it here on the East Coast, too, where Victoria is, where I am, pretty doggone dry. All right.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a game changer. It is a sea change for the Mideast. Hats off to President Trump and his team.
Senator Lindsey Graham saying a peace agreement announced yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is kind of a big deal.
It's going to create stability in a region that's been very troubled. It's going to create economic opportunity for American businesses to get into the game with the UAE and Israel.
The deal means the UAE becomes just the third Arab country to recognize Israel's existence. President Trump's former lawyer and longtime so-called fixer is accusing him of working with Russia during the 2016 election. In an upcoming book, Michael Cohen says Trump, quote, cheated in the election with Russia's help. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion with Russia. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Luray Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state, calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can't avoid our presence. We seem to be everywhere. That's not a bad thing. The DJV program normally is heard in these hours, but because we are on the end of the week assignment, overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio becomes our assignment. So we have all the top 10 items in the charts from Talkers Magazine and the People List. Sometimes we get to the People, sometimes we go. It's always a part of the People List, is always a part of the issues. So far we've discussed the QAnon conspiracy at number 10, and the Israeli UAE agreement at number 9, China relations at number 8, the economy at number 7, race relations at number 6. So now we get to health care. And if you look around, seeing pictures and video of some of the concerts, the music festivals that have been taking place and the way people are socially distancing, you wonder.
Socially distancing. Yeah. Not
well, in some cases. But is this the future of music or entertainment? I notice a lot of the theaters are opening up this week. AMC says it's opening 100 or more. I am. I'm going to be there. 15 cent movies.
15 cents.
Yeah, I'm right there.
I saw
right
the
there.
Coolest thing though. I think it was in England. I'm not sure, but they have like in an outdoor space where they would have an outdoor concert. I don't know if you guys saw the images on this, but they have like these little platforms that have that are barred off and that they're separated. And so you and your group, so let's say it's your, you know, you and your husband, two people or four people, get a platform all to yourselves so that you can actually see the stage, enjoy the concert, but you're actually socially distanced from people.
I love it.
Pretty cool.
It's so cool. There's a fabulous venue on a rooftop in Manhattan called Pier 17. It's a new venue, and they did exactly what you're talking about. So they have, it's almost like when you go to like the horse races and you have your own box.
Yeah,
it's like that.
It's exactly like that.
It's so, it makes you feel like extra fancy, and you're safe. So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just, I don't know, you look around and you see what, it's kind of sad because we've had to admit that we can't entertain ourselves. If we don't, when I was a kid growing up, I used to play with the tractors and things, and it was a way to entertain, and I guess maybe as an adult, I still do that.
Let me chime in on that because I always get annoyed like you when you hear kids go, I'm bored, because truly, yeah. I'm never bored. I can always find something to do.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We've all been locked up at home, by and large, since March, the middle of March. And the stuff that we used to do and take for granted, like going to a restaurant or going to a movie or going to a concert or just even going outside, for God's sake, just to go for a walk, that's all been stripped away from us for the most part. And so I can understand why people are getting itchy. Before I got sick, I've never felt like this in my life. I was crawling the walls. I was telling everyone, all my friends at work, I'm like, I need to go. I need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere. I need to see a beach. I need to see something because I felt like I was crawling the walls.
Everybody feels that way. Yep.
Yeah. So I think you're right. It's, you know, people should find things to do to entertain themselves, but it's been a really long time, and it's limitations beyond us that are keeping us kind of tied down, which is annoying.
It is annoying. Yep. Yeah. You're right on that one. Number four, the stats regarding the virus. This week, the deaths have gone down, but the number of people who are young getting in the surge column, getting COVID, has gone up. And so a lot of people are concerned because if schools open up, what does that mean? I think one of the things that hasn't been cited as usual, because there's a lot of one-sided coverage of this, is that as I've said any number of times, this thing is nowhere near as bad in terms of the strength, the virulence, if you will, of the bug itself. So people are getting sick. Jennifer's had it for, what, 2 weeks now, and your folks have had it?
Three weeks this week, yeah.
And you still have, like, stuff coming and going, right?
Well, I was feeling good for about 5 days, probably, and I just, literally before doing this program, got a fever, like a 99.3 degree fever. Now, most people don't think that's a big deal. I run cold, so I can feel it. And it's scary because you go, I thought I had turned a corner, and now here I am with a fever again. So back to the antibiotics. I'm just kind of treating myself as best I can right now. Oh, and there goes Dougie. So it's always funny when we do this show from different places. We never know who's dropped, and so I actually thought that I had dropped. All right, so that's COVID. Stats and projections looking good. The mortality rate is actually really getting pretty low in the country. That's all
thankfully,
good news.
Yeah.
That's led to a big debate, Victoria. We've had it here. People are having this conversation across the country about school openings. That's number three on the talkers list, the school opening challenges. And I know in my state of California, for the most part, schools are either opening up this week or next week, and they're all opening up to distance learning in New York. They're allowing kids to go back to school with masks and some hybrid schedules. I know that's part of the equation, but there are a lot of people who are saying that it's more dangerous to keep kids home. I was just reading an article from the
CDC. Mental health. I think Dr. Fauci said that too. Yeah.
In the past month, let this one sink in. This is huge. The CDC over the last month said that 1 in 4 Americans have considered suicide. 25% of the country in the last month has considered suicide. That's astounding to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you hear the stories about mental health, but when you hear, like, every four people you know, one of them has thought about suicide, that's devastating.
It is. That absolutely is. Wow. I didn't know it was that. I know a lot of people, like, A lot of people are doing therapy, online therapy, which is wonderful. Talkspace is blowing up right now, that online therapy resource. And a lot of online counseling is happening. And, you know, it's people are alone. They're feeling isolated. Since the beginning of this, Lewis and I have been lucky that we've been quarantined together. But, you know, we have single friends who live alone and don't have a roommate. And it's hard. It's really mentally hard. And my poor parents feel isolated. They're desperate to go anywhere, but they know they can't. So it's tough.
It's really tough. And this is particularly 1 in 4 young adults, actually, I should clarify, between the ages of 18 and 24. So this pandemic, I know we focus mostly on, you know, all the stuff that is being thrown at us on the news media. The worst case scenario is fear mongering. At some point, we need to stop. I keep saying that there's a book for pregnant women called What to Expect When You're Expecting. And that's the one failure that I can really tell you above the testing, above anything else on the local and the federal level, is that when you are diagnosed with this, what to do, what to expect, and I know it's different for everybody, but some guidelines I think would be really helpful for people's mental health, certainly.
Yeah, because then you just end up, it's all anecdotal, and then if someone, like, if I know someone now who gets it, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to ask Jen how she dealt with it, and that's how people are doing it. There's no guidance, and you know, doctors don't know what to say. They're afraid of malpractice. So the whole thing is just, it's been horribly mishandled. And unfortunately, we've lost way more people than I think that we needed to. And it's
not only here, but elsewhere around the world as well, where some countries didn't even care. We go back to China, and they don't give a damn what happens to them.
We're actually on number two. Dougie, you're back. We talked about school closures. Wanted to bring you up to speed and how that... Oh, he's gone again. All right, mail-in voting. Number two on the list, this is the Talkers Top 10 News Stories of the Week. Victoria, mail-in voting has been a debate. We actually had it. We've had it on our program, the DJV show. And mail-in voting, I think, and then get your opinion on it from the other side of the aisle. For me, it's not a political thing necessarily, but certainly it's about the state's infrastructure. And there was a lesson out of New York with the congressional race where it actually took just for one congressional race about 6 weeks to 2 months to actually declare a winner. And so the point being made by the president and others is not that you not want people to vote. We want people to vote. I want people to vote, but I want them to do it in a way that the state can actually count, that the registrar can actually count. So I don't understand why in California, I got this card in the mail that said voter name, address where you live. It puts in all your personal information. And then it says, is this still your address? If yes, no action is needed. If this is not your address, please check one box, sign it, and return this card. Well, here's the thing. If this is not my address, Brainiacs, I'm never going to get this card.
Right.
So not only do you have opportunities for voter fraud, but you also, with the universal mail-in ballot, you also have a lot of confusion. And my fear is that we're already so divided. If we don't have a winner in at least the few days after the election, this country is going to sink into a really bad place, and the election will be determined in court, and it will be a disaster.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that mail-in voting needs to be an option because both of my parents, and I take it to the personal level, both my parents don't feel comfortable. I'm going to go in person. My husband's going to go in person. We'll socially distance, wear a mask. You know, we'll do everything that we need to do. But for my parents, they just don't feel comfortable doing it. And my parents are voters. They don't miss, like,
they have
in their housing association, they don't miss a vote. Like,
but they can do absentee,
voters.
Right?
Yes. But then... You know, but with the post office, the postal service is a mess right now, and this new guy who is, you know, Trump appointed, he doesn't seem to have a plan.
The post office should be privatized. It's so overdone having it as part of the government. You don't have these same problems with FedEx and UPS and all of that.
Right, but the problem, though, with FedEx and UPS, and the reason that people make the argument against privatizing the postal service, FedEx and UPS get to, even though it feels like they deliver everywhere, they don't, and they choose where they want to. If the postal service gets privatized, they can say, we don't need to deliver to the farmers in rural America. We don't need to deliver, you know, Aunt Tilly's medicine that she needs every month because she can't leave the house or whatever. There are a lot of other, it sounds good to just say, I'll privatize it, it'll run better.
Well, because
not
they have the infrastructure. They have the infrastructure in place. I think a lot of it has to do with the pensions. I mean, the way that they have to fund the post office is they actually have to pay into an account for pensions like 15 years in advance, and that's why the post office is always going broke, because they're constantly have to pay ahead into their pension accounts. And that
so why not just eliminate the pensions?
that because people would go nuts, and then you'd probably have nobody working for the
But, like, I don't have a pension. Do you have a pension?
I know. No.
So we work our
government workers get pensions.
Yeah, so, like,
we don't get that.
Right. So, I don't care at all about pensions. You know, I mean, we have friends who work in industries where they do get a pension, but that's the only reason that they're at their job, and they hate their jobs.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
And just to put a point on this, and then we'll try to reconnect with Doug, with the mail-in voting at number two on this list, absentee ballots actually work because they can account for which ballots are being sent out. With mail-in, the infrastructure isn't there because polling places won't be equipped to know who's going to actually show up in person or who's going to take advantage of those universal mail-in ballots. So maybe it's better to just promote an absentee program instead of mail-in ballots, but hey, who's listening to us here? All right, we'll take a quick break on the Talkers Countdown, and we'll come back with the number one story of the week. It's the big one. You could probably predict it. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
Hey, Michelle Dudash here. I hate to break it to your parents, but summer's almost over. Whether school is in person or virtual for your kids, it's still a good time to reset your family's eating habits. As a registered dietitian, eating quality ingredients is important to me. As a Cordon Bleu certified chef, I know the foods must be delicious. The most important tip I have is to use simple and fresh ingredients. One of my favorites is California figs. From now until November, it's California fresh fig season. So when you see them, buy them. And you can get your fig fix year-round with California dried figs. It's easy to cook with figs and add nutrition like fiber, potassium, and calcium to dishes you're already making. My kids love my three-ingredient fig jam. It's a great after-school snack or breakfast spread. My favorite lunch is a rotisserie chicken salad with figs, sweet and savory at the same time. For more healthy recipe ideas and to order the California Fig Cookbook, go to californiafigs.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we have the DJV show components. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen reviewing the hot hits in talk radio for our talk radio review. Kamala Harris is number one. I notice there's been a lot of focus on her husband. What do we know, Jennifer, about her husband?
On her husband.
Lawyer. Yeah. I'm just looking. Meet Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff.
The kids are not hers, right, Jen?
Yeah.
They're the stepchildren.
I don't think she has any natural kids,
yeah.
But I know she's got some stepkids, two of them, I think,
yeah.
From her marriage.
It's
she got married to him
they say
in
our
2014.
Kids, so yeah. I don't know how young they
what
were,
about
but
the,
that's nice.
There is some focus on the president and his daughter giving donations to Kamala Harris's general
yeah.
campaign
yeah.
for California Attorney
Trump
General.
Trump used to give donations to everybody. That's why he gets all
Chuck Schumer. And, yeah.
Yeah, because as a businessman, he
well, he
would
was
give
a Democrat
his,
back in the
yeah,
day. So.
Yeah, he was.
So is this much ado about nothing? It's just another...
It just resurfaced because she's now the VP nod and he's saying negative things about her. So, you know, it came back.
That's easy.
Just like the Democrats who took his money and then decided they didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
All those in a nasty circle.
All right, those are the top 10 items this week for your consideration. 10 minutes for the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. It looks to me like we have a clear connection to Nick. Nick Miles!
Good morning.
I have, boy, do I have questions for you. Nick has a great website, rautoexpert.com. Is Tesla lying about the way their cars run? What about this? Elon Musk is too busy putting things into space, so he's not focusing on the cars here on the ground. What's the story there, Nickster?
Well, I have to tell you, if you start to read Elon Musk's tweets over the last several years, it could be a novel in itself. It's quite entertaining. The guy has clear moments of genius and then plenty of moments of, oh, what's happening in his life here? you know, a lot of times he keeps saying things like he did say in the past that the Tesla have said that they have autonomous level 5, which is no driver needed for a car. It does everything automatically. And they said they'd have that by 2019. But I don't know if you've seen Teslas driving around on their own. I haven't.
No.
So he may be lying. And now they're saying that they're very close to having it again. Yet they're hiding behind this sort of the government isn't ready. So we can't roll it out. And there is no legislation, by the way, to allow cars to drive on their own, which you and I should be very thankful for, by the way. But he's still pushing this forward. And the Germans have done a little bit of an investigation and said, you know, he keeps saying this, but we're not seeing it. They're not demoing it. They're not telling us anything.
That brings up a good question, Nick. How well are Teslas selling outside of America? In other countries, how much is he trying to sell them in Europe or elsewhere, and how well are they selling?
I happen to know this very well. He used to be the biggest seller in Spain. So countries that are really electric bound, like Norway and Sweden and the Netherlands, Holland, he used to be the big seller. But since a lot of other people have come along with their electric cars, like Jaguar's I-Pace and the Audi e-tron and these other electric cars, he is now down to less than 10% of the sales of that he used to be. So he's really not doing that well. Even though he opened a new Chinese factory to make the cars that will go into Europe, still no gain for him. So I'm wondering if the Tesla craze may be already done. But we'll see. I mean, he's still selling cars in the United States, but not to the volume that he was, but nobody is. The pandemic kind of crushed that. So
speaking of craze, the craze on the Broncos. How many people have ordered them, and when they're going to be delivered? What does your crystal ball tell you about that?
Well, it looks like Ford are now telling me that they have 165,000 pre-orders for the new Bronco, which was announced exactly a month ago from yesterday. And so that vehicle is clearly very popular, but by Ford's very own calculations, they can make a maximum when they are fully up and running, which is not yet. They can make a maximum of 100,000 a year when they're fully up and running, which will be sometime next year. So if you order a Bronco today, my friend, if you go onto the Ford website and order a Bronco today, the middle of 2021, maybe 2022 is when the first people get them. It'll be a year and a half for everybody else. So that's what you have to look
for. Will you lose your excitement for them by the time, or is it going to be more? Will it be just the opposite? People's psychological focus on this will be enhanced because I haven't got mine yet. Where is it? I can hardly wait to get it. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you're absolutely right. I've ordered vehicles when they've come out before, when they've actually arrived. I'm like, was this such a great idea? You know, and I've waited a year and a half, and when they were originally announced until I actually got my version of the vehicle. Was this such a great idea? Where are we going to be in a year and a half? And the likelihood is we will have a different president. You know, there's a lot of things that will be very different. And you may not feel the same. Other car companies could have given us cars which are far better than the Bronco. I mean, it's unlikely, but there are the opportunities that there's going to be other vehicles out there that are more exciting than the Bronco. So who knows?
I wondered. You anticipated my question about what it is that could be on the horizon. What else are you hearing is lurking in the bushes to be announced or to be made?
There are, this year we're going to see four more Jeeps announced. The Wagoneer is coming back. The Grand Wagoneer is coming. There's going to be a whole bunch more new Jeeps. And there'll be a new truck from Ram, which will have somewhere like Hellcat power, looking at 700, 800 horsepower. So that's just before the end of the year, yeah.
How are you going to keep a light-ended pickup trucks don't have any weight in them anyway? How are you going to keep it on the ground with 700 horses under the hood? Wow.
It's just to get away from 5.0. That's all I can think.
Yeah, Hawaii 5.0. Nick Miles, website,
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.